And this pattern was created everywhere in the country. Cambridge, Massachusetts, we think of it as being a liberal area. The area near MIT was also an integrated community, about half black, half white. The Public Works Administration demolished housing in that integrated neighborhood to build two separate projects, one for African Americans and one for whites. Well, this continued for the next 20 years. And by the early 1950s, we saw development everywhere in the country that there were large numbers of vacancies in the white projects and long waiting lists in the black projects. Eventually, the situation became so conspicuous that all the projects were opened up to African Americans, and about the same time, industry left the cities, and there were fewer and fewer jobs for the people who were living in these public housing projects. They became poorer and poorer, and then for the first time in about 1950, public housing began to be a subsidized program for people who couldn't afford private housing, and almost all black at the time, and without jobs and without hope, without opportunities, being concentrated in these downtown areas. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the federal government was subsidizing the movement of white families only to single-family homes in the suburbs.